Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday. Oh, we're so close to OTAs. That's right. Organized team activities kick off next week. The Packers letting us know which days the media will be allowed to attend. Next Tuesday, then the following Wednesday, and then Tuesday again. No word on minicamp yet, but we're getting close, people. We're getting close to guys running around in shorts and helmets and Packers Twitter, completely overhyping everything they see on Twitter.com. I can't wait. It's an annual tradition, a tradition unlike any other. Another tradition is Packers fans going to games, home and away, and needing tickets to do so. You know where you need to head. You need to go to Ticket King. That's right. There's a link in the description of this video. You can find all the tickets for every single game at CheeseheadTV.com. Just go to the schedule page. You'll find links to each and every one of them. Get your tickets through Ticket King. That's a local Wisconsin business, people. None of this Ticketmaster nonsense. Get your tickets at Ticket King. Not only are you supporting local, but you're getting to see green and gold in person. You want to do it, folks. Do it. Check out Ticket King. Next chance you get. Hope you're all doing well. So good to see everybody in the comments already mixing it up. I did want to talk a little bit about the youth on this team and not just the rookies. When you talk about how young this team is, of course the rookie class and the undrafted guys are going to get the bulk of the attention. But there are a couple dudes on this squad who I think, you know, could make some hay. Could turn some heads. And of course, by talking about them today, they'll probably get released tomorrow. But if they can make it to camp, I do think there are a handful of dudes who could make a name for themselves. Now, look, there's no doubt that having draft status and a couple, you know, a year under your belt, what have you, those circumstances will set you apart. But somebody like Bo Melton, who I was watching today, some of his cut-ups from Rutgers, he's got talent. And he's got speed, and he's got upside, and all he needs to do is show up to camp and make a play a day. Just make a play a day to make the coaches pay attention and go, oh, this kid probably deserves a little few more reps. Let's get a few more looks at him. Maybe they bump him up from the threes to the twos or the twos to the ones. You never really know if a guy is going to have the opportunity and make the most of it, and they get a chance to make another one. It's a wide open competition at wide receiver, people. And I'm not sitting here telling you he's going to even make the team, but I'm just saying that he's got the talent and God knows he's got the speed. The one knock against him probably is his size or lack thereof, but I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to maybe utilize him in that orbit motion role, some of the Tyler Irvin stuff. And I know Jaden Reed is probably going to see the bulk of that early on, especially with the ones, but man, we saw how when Tyler Irvin went down back in 2020, how things really changed and maybe not fell apart, but they had to change their offensive approach. They didn't really have another guy who could do that stuff. So if Jaden Reed's your one and he's the one doing most of that, and he goes down, gets injured, let's have a guy who can step right in and knows that role and knows what's asked of him and is able to be utilized that way, rather than having to say, you know, try and gerrymander something and make it, oh, Aaron Jones is our guy here, Alan Lazard's our guy here, you know, have a guy who's dedicated to that role. And, of course, is able to help you on special teams. He'll have to ball out on teams. Any of these young guys absolutely will. Another guy that I keep kind of coming back to from last preseason, who had a really good summer, both in camp and those preseason games, is Keandre Thomas, the cornerback who didn't make the final roster but was on the practice squad. He got called up a couple times during the season, and I just really like his game. And that's another position where, you know, we keep asking about, well, you know, we got Jair and they got Rasul, but Stokes is out, and what happens when Stokes comes back? And we know that, you know, most likely Keyshawn Nixon's going to get the first crack at that nickel role, but, you know, there's a lot of competition behind those three, right? Keandre Thomas is someone not to forget about. I really liked him last year. He's a guy who, if he can hit the ground running, and again, take the most advantage of those opportunities that he's going to get, they'll undoubtedly be few and far between early in camp. But if he can make the most of those and earn a few more reps, he's a guy I could see surprising, maybe cracking the squad. You know, this is what I'm always talking about when I say the Packers like to, you know, invest long-term in these guys, and there's a reason they keep them around, and we've seen that come to fruition. Of course, Yosh Nijman is the biggest example of that, but, you know, there are other guys that They keep him on the roster 1 or 2 years, hoping they can grow into something. And I think Keandre fits that mold. So long way to go with all these guys, obviously. But those are two names in particular that I'd be watching for this offseason to see if they can kind of grow into something with this team. I think Bo Melton probably has a lot longer odds, but Keandre Thomas, he could surprise. I really think he could. Hello to everybody in the comments section. So good to see everybody. I love the very, very, very tip. Very first comment I got was a super chat. Chris Lemos, thank you so much. Rich Bisaccia mentioned having to, quote, weather the storm with Carlson. I think that may be the motto for this team. Love, Anders, draft picks with big roles, etc. Very much agreed, Chris. I mean, that's why I keep banging on about the idea that it's going to be tough at times. There are going to be up and downs. You talk about weathering the storm, no question about it. There are going to be moments that are going to make you want to pull your hair out. There are going to be moments when you're excited beyond belief and think, oh, the future is incredibly bright with this team. And then there are going to be weeks where it's going to be disjointed. It's going to be frustrating. There's no doubt there is a storm to be weathered. Very, very much agree with Rich on that one. No doubt about it. Al Ryder, what's up, man? Thanks for Super Chat. Excited to see Love's first game, our fourth year to Green Bay. FYI, Ticket King does not have accessible filter. Row 61 is accessible seating at Lambeau. Well, there you go. The more you know. Row 61, people. Row 61 is what you're looking for. What else we got here, folks? What else we got? Nags. A lot of nags here this afternoon. What's up, people? Big B's here. What's up, Big B? How you doing? Max says, I feel like Green Bay is in their Moneyball era. I don't know if that's strictly true. You know, they have reset the roster and they've gone really young. There's no doubt about that. But I think that makes a lot of sense as they start a new era with a new quarterback. Getting rid of a lot of the old guard made worlds of sense. I don't know if they're entering a Moneyball era in that regard, though. I think they're just going young. Is that a True Detective hoodie? Can't wait for the next season. It is, Phil. It is, indeed. And yes, the Jodie Foster-led season 4 looks phenomenal. Really excited for it. Can't wait. Anthony. Yo, Nags, ever since you made the prediction of LVN, you've become my number one source of Packers content. Well, I'm sorry? I mean, look, that one just made sense. And I think a lot of other people put those together, you know, the fact that Edge was a premier position and LVN has incredible testing and is a young guy at a position that he can grow and also a position of need somewhat because of Rashawn Gary's ACL situation. So really, well, that wasn't that crazy, but I appreciate it. And I really appreciate you being on board, man. Welcome to Cheesehead TV. The last time we had the youngest team in the NFL, we went on and made it to the Super Bowl. Remember? I remember. What else we got here, folks? How we doing? Dennis is here. What's up, Dennis? How are you, man? Lee Bruce says, we had the 11th best defense last season despite a shocking start to the year and then injuries to Gary and Stokes. Pretty good, man. I didn't realize it was that high. Well, that's why there are statistics, line stats, and damn eyes. What's that saying? I don't know. I mean, what did Matt LaFleur say? And I believe Mike McCarthy said it as well. Stats are for losers. Now, look, I understand. Yes, the defense was probably a little bit better than it's given credit for last season. The problem is the lack of complementary football on both sides. When the defense was absolutely 1,000% needed, it was very rare that they came through. And you can rank 11th. That's wonderful. Lot of, you know, feasting on empty yardage and quarterbacks who are probably a little overwhelmed, and you know, the list is long there. But it's nice, and given the talent on offer, you would expect that. Again, not only complimentary football, but situational ball. That's something that I know Joe Barry talked about the other day. You know, red zone, third down, the important stuff, they got to get better there. Have to. 1,000%. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. Thank you, Aaron. Yes, exactly. Go Pack Go from Virginia. What's up, Lloyd? How are you, man? Evan says, I feel like Stokes is gotten a little forgotten about in a sense, excited for his potential. I feel you, man. Yeah, I think the sky's the limit still. Really dependent, obviously, on how he looks coming back from the injury or injuries. You know, it's just hard because he didn't play, obviously, that second half of the season. And now, you know, Rasul and Jair are going to lock it down outside, and you've got Keyshawn to slide into the slot. So I think in people's minds, it's like, okay, Stokes, they know he's still on the squad, but it just doesn't get talked about a whole lot because he's probably not going to start the season. But that said, you know, he had such a promising rookie year. Things obviously didn't start out so great last season, and then he got hurt. I think a part of that component, though, is the fact that Jair was back. You know, you got to remember, in his rookie year, Jair went down, what, week four? And Stokes played a ton of ball, probably a lot more, a lot earlier than they were expecting him to. And he played extremely well, but he also wasn't across from Jair, which would, and did, early last season, mean that a lot of QBs and a lot of OCs were going, okay, well, we're not going to throw at Jair. We're going to throw at Stokes. And certainly took his lumps in that regard. Now, it sure, you know, didn't seem like they were afraid to throw at Jair last year either. But if you've got a choice and you're game planning stuff, you're obviously going to go after Stokes rather than Jair. So if and when he's back, he's got to be ready for that. They are undoubtedly going to be gunning for him, especially coming off an injury. And it's always hard. You got to think he will be, when he is back, he will be eased into it. Always difficult coming back from any injury, but, you know, something that affects you when you run, especially at a position where you're constantly backpedaling, you have to flip those hips and get upfield and blah, blah, blah. It'll be a while. I don't expect to really see Stokes back in the groove and getting regular kind of consistent snaps until well into the second half of the season. But when he does hit the ground, he's got to hit it running, and he's got to keep improving. You know, I don't think anyone expects him to come in and play lights out right away. You know, he's got to get back into it, transition back into it. But, you know, still tons of talent, tons of upside, tons of potential. Just got to be a little bit more consistent, because that lack of consistency really killed him at the start of last season. What else we got here, folks? What else we got? All right, got all that. What are we doing? Calm, what's up? Thanks for joining us here on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel. Thanks for becoming a Carry the G Club member. Really appreciate it, man. Really appreciate the support. Overshadow, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Rumors are saying that, and Pappy's has ended with the beautiful bottle showing up at Cheesehead TV. Any truth to this? Yes, Overshadow. I had a picture of it up on Twitter the other day. You bet. Charlene came through. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing. It's sitting in the next room. And, yeah, Charlene's an absolute legend. But, yes, the Pappies is here. So the Pappies Fund is no more. Now, what is it? We have a PS5 fund, I think, and a couple other funds. I can't remember all the funds that have been launched over the course of the last 5 years. Ryan, thanks for the super chat. Do you think Nixon can continue to be the main punt returner, or will the rookie get a shot at punt return? I think both will definitely duke it out in training camp. Now, obviously, Keyshawn is an all-pro as a kick returner and was very effective as a punt returner. I do not doubt for a moment he will be the first one back there when camp opens up. But I don't doubt for a moment they'll want to look at the rookie. Absolutely. So, especially with Keyshawn slated to play, you know, a lot more snaps on defense, I think they'll try to, like, even that load out a little bit. But, yeah, no doubt. I think you'll see both of them back there in camp, and then we'll see kind of how that shakes out, so to speak. Carrie, Nags, will Cheesehead TV have anyone at OTAs so we will be in the know? Just saying. We will not. I'm here in New York, and Corey is busy gardening and running his worldwide empire. That's about all the talent that's available to head to OTAs. So, there won't be anyone from Cheesehead TV in attendance at OTAs, unfortunately. What else we got, folks? What else we got? We got Kobe. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Loved your way too early segment. Great analysis. Well, thanks for checking it out. And thanks to Mark for coming on board and chatting with me. Like I said on the piece, make sure you check out Mark's article at cheeseheadtv.com. It was funny because Mark had done it. We had done that last year, and I really liked it. I got a good feedback. And then this year, I hit him up again and I was like, are you going to do your too early 53 man prediction? And he was like, oh, I don't know, man. Like, I thought about it, but like, everybody does one. And it's like, yeah, everybody does one. Come on, let's go. I love you, Mark. It's good stuff. What else we got, folks? Brandon, what's up, man? Thanks for Super Chat. Remember season one of Mindhunter? How is there no market? Oh, there's a market, dude. There's a market. It's just an insanely expensive show. That's why Netflix doesn't want to produce it anymore. You know, and they got to deal with Fincher's schedule and what have you. But, man, that show is so good. That show is so good. But, yeah, it's super expensive. And as much as you and I love it, there is definitely a hardcore audience for it. It's not nearly enough as, you know, the shows that are trending on Netflix or do like this new, what is it? The Jennifer Lopez movie that did a billion streams or whatever. Like, yeah, that's what they want to get behind because that's not as expensive to produce. Still expensive, but not as expensive to produce. It has a much bigger audience to get the ROI. Yeah, just makes it just a lot easier for them. Andrew, greetings from Germany. Greetings from New York City. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for checking out the stream, man. Really appreciate it. What's the vibe with Daniel Whelan, the kid from Ireland that the Packers signed? I don't know what the vibe is, but I'm excited to watch him hit the ball. We'll see. I'm sure we'll get our first reports from Rob Domofsky in the hang time on the stopwatch next week, Tuesday, during OTAs, if they do any punting. But, yeah, the vibes, I have no idea, man. The vibes are great because it's the offseason and everybody's 0-0, so that's good. Vex, what's up, man? Thanks for the Super Chat. Who will surprise us at running back this year? Also, I miss William Henderson. I feel you, man. I mean, that's interesting. We talked about it a little bit, Mark and I, during the piece on the 53-man roster thing. You know, it's interesting. They got a draft pick in the mix now. Always seems to get a little bit favoritism because they're a draft pick, right? But Goodson could surprise. He had a really strong summer. No doubt about it. If he improves his pass pro, he'll be in the mix. He'll be in the conversation anyway. We'll see. Chris, thank you for the kind words. It's really nice of you to say, man. Thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook. Dylan will have a good year this year, I reckon. Lee, I really hope so. I really hope that the change at quarterback and what I would suspect is going to be a somewhat, not major, but somewhat different approach on offense should lead to good things for AJ. I really think they under and or misutilized him the last couple years. And I think if they can get the quarterback under center a few more times and, you know, get him running downhill between the tackles a little bit more, not all the time. I think he can still make hay in the zone scheme, and I think he can do anything they ask him. But I think if they play to his strengths a little bit more, he's due for a productive season, no question about it. And then hopefully he gets a contract extension and sticks around. God knows. It'd be weird to have the mayor of Door County playing in, like, Jacksonville or something. Can't have that. Winston-Salem here. What's up, Com1000? What's going on, Winston-Salem? Man, I miss Winston, especially this time of year. Winston-Salem was so great. Corey and I met in Winston-Salem where, we didn't found Cheesehead TV there, but we definitely put down the roots, so to speak, of our fandom. Man, good times. Mario, what's up, man? Thanks for the Super Chat. This is Aaron Jones' best year and feel like. Hopefully he gets the ball more. You know, that's the big key, especially early in the game. And I just really hope they junk the, okay, we've got an Aaron Jones series. Now we have to have an AJ series, and then we'll have an Aaron Jones series. Like, no. Ride Aaron, get the lead, bring in AJ, pound him into fucking submission. That should be the rotation from my eyes, but I know they won't. But yes, get Aaron Jones the ball more. And I think he will deliver. There's zero doubt. Vex, what's up, man? Thanks for the Super Chat. Last year of Aaron Jones, too. I don't think I agree there. His deal is 2 more years, and I think they'll figure out a way to keep him around. I don't agree with you there, Vex. How hot are the hot seats on the DL? You're just talking about defensive line, players and staff. Well, you know, a lot of youth there, so I don't think it's too hot for the player standpoint. Kenny Clark ain't going to have the hot seat. But Jerry Montgomery? Possible. We'll see. I think the defensive line coach is going to come under some scrutiny if they don't improve. And then Joe Barry, 100% on the hot seat. No doubt about it. He has got to deliver this year. Now, there is no two ways about it. So those are your rankings. Those are your levels of hot seatedness on the defensive line. My opinion on Jaden Reed, lightning in a bottle. Big play waiting to happen. Got to see him do it against NFL competition. I mean, it's pretty much like every rookie, really, as far as I got to see him in pads against, you know, NFL guys before I even begin to think about what he might do in the pros. But, man, the tape is exciting. What he did at the Senior Bowl is super exciting. Now he's just got to take that next step. But, man, you can use him anywhere. You can absolutely put him on the perimeter. You can put him in the slot. Hell, you can put him in the backfield. Get him the ball. That's the biggest thing. I think, he's a big play waiting to happen. If you can just grasp the intricacies of playing wide receiver at the NFL level, I think there's the sky's the limit. But you got to see him do it. Again, potential, definitely exciting. But potential doesn't win games in any way, shape, or form. Vex, Joe Barry hot seat level, nuclear. There you go. Love under center a lot? I don't know, New York Cheesehead. I'm fascinated to find out. I mean, you also have to kind of define a lot, right? I think more than last year, but that's not saying a whole lot, right? I think there will be a healthy mix, is my guess. Spencer, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Richmond Williams t-shirt incoming. Goody and Russ Ball get all the memes. The philosophy of misused football guys in our culture is hashtag nice. Man, see, here's the problem. I don't want to gas Richmond Williams up because I don't want him to leave. For those of you who don't know who that is the head of pro personnel on Brian's staff, who has done just yeoman's work over the last number of years, whether it's Rasul Douglas, whether it's Devondre Campbell, you know, bringing in these guys who are out there as pros and then, you know, on other teams and then kind of either misused or forgotten about or buried on the depth chart. And then they come to Green Bay and ball out. And, you know, if Owens hits, I mean, it's going to be really hard to keep his name out of the mix when people start talking about, you know, potential movement, you know, as far as if you can't get a promotion in Green Bay because it's a little top heavy, he's probably going to look to other places. I don't want that. But yes, that guy is so unsung at this point. But all right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.